At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Sharon and Connor joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So I think it was about a year ago that we had Connor inside the Good Vibe Tribe to talk about your kindness kits. So tell everybody about your kindness kits, and then we want to talk about what's going on now with the group, okay?
Yeah, so our kindness kit, I always say, is our little red box, signature red box, filled with all sorts of toys, kind of just fidget and distracting items that might help a kid, bring a kid joy in a challenging situation. And right now, I think last time we talked, we had delivered about 8,000. Now we're up to nearly 15,000 kits distributed to over 80 locations all around New England. So we've grown quite a lot since we last talked.
So first of all, you sound like a man. When you grow up, it's hard for me to take it. But anyway, I saw something really cool on your website, carnerskindnessproject.org, that so not only are you doing good work, you're empowering other kids to do good work too with your lemonade stand project. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so kind of backtracking a little bit, when we first decided we were going to start a real organization in Connor's Kindness Project and do our kindness kit, I actually self-funded our first 250 kits with the lemonade stand initiative. And I did a couple lemonade stands over the summer, and I was able to raise that money to do the 250 kits. So we thought this summer would be a great idea to have kids do a lemonade stand for us. And every $25 will help make a kindness kit, so it should be pretty successful.
Connor, how old are you today, and how old were you when you started the Connor's Kindness Project?
I'm 16 now. I started when I was 12.
It was a pandemic activity.
Mm. And how did you balance growing this nonprofit at such a rate while also being a kid?
It can be a lot of times, but I love doing it, so it's never a problem. And it's really been great and such a great experience doing community service. And it's something I kind of look forward to every day. So it's been good.
Sharon, you must be pretty proud of Connor.
Oh, I am. And, you know, I really like to think of this as, you know, this little small idea that he just wanted to do to help children in his community. And now it's impacted thousands. And, you know, another thing, you know, when you asked about how we do it all, we have, Connor, talk about all the volunteers we have and our volunteers.
Yeah, we have a pretty robust volunteer program now. We've had over 250 high school students come in and help put kits together. So it's been good, kind of. And a lot of kids, you know, do it at first to get their volunteer hours, but then once they've got them all, they keep coming back because they love to do it. And it's really been good, kind of inspiring other kids to do community service as well.
All right, what do you need help with today? We want people to go to your website, connorskindnessproject.org, but what do you need? How can we help?
Yeah, anything. We're always fundraising, like grants, donations. If anybody it does that, it's always good. But we also do a lot of product drives. So if anybody wants to do that for us, you know, collection crayons or Play-Doh, things like that, reach out to us. And like I said, the lemonade stand campaign is kind of our big thing this summer. So there's more information on our website. But if you're interested in that, I'd definitely reach out as well.
So if you want to do a lemonade stand, he has a 27-page organizational document on his website. How to do it, what you need, where to go, signs you can print out. I mean, this is amazing. The geek in me is like,
I thought it was just lemons and Dixie cups.
No, there's so much more than that, sir. And Connor will tell you.
I feel like there's going to be a CEO after Connor's name point down the road. Well, Connor, it was great to have you and your mom back. Obviously, again, you already were a repeat
offender.
Yes, as Kennedy says, a repeat offender inside the Good Vibe Tribe. Thank you for coming back to the show again.
Yeah, thanks.
I'd like to add glad that you two are doing some pretty good kind vibes around there yourself.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both. And if you want to find out more, it's connorskindnessproject.org or just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234 and we'll share the link. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.